בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד חורף תשע"ז 2017 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה' מודול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור על הנבחנים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners and welcome to our program Unusual Careers. Our guest today is Rose Johnson from the Los Angeles Center of Guide Dogs for the Blind. Hello Rose.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
First of all, can you tell us exactly what you do at the center?
I'm in charge of the puppy program. For a dog to become a good guide dog for a blind person, it needs to receive a lot of training. We take puppies that seem confident and friendly and place them for 1 year in the care of volunteer families. During this time, they have to learn the basic rules of good behavior. For example, to obey commands, to stay beside their owner, even in crowded places, and not to bark at strangers.
Do you have a special training program that all the families must follow?
Well, we have a set of goals we want the puppies to reach in the first year. But each puppy is different. They learn at different speeds and in different ways. It's my job to help the family find the best way to train the puppy living with them. I visit each family every week to check how much progress the puppy has made and to give advice when necessary. I also organize group walks with several puppies so that they can get used to being around other dogs.
What happens when the year is over?
We bring the young dog to our center for the next stage of its training. Here it learns the specific skills of a guide dog. For example, how to guide its owner to walk around obstacles like a table or a chair that might be in the way, and how to sit quietly beside the owner and wait for a command. We also teach it something we call intelligent disobedience, which means the dog will not obey a command if it is not safe to do so. For instance, it will refuse to cross the street if a car is coming. When the dog is fully trained, we start the matching process.
The matching process? What's that?
Each dog has to be matched with the right owner. Finding the perfect dog for a particular blind person takes a lot of skill and experience. We need to consider the size of the dog and the size of the person. We also look at their personalities and at the owner's lifestyle. For example, we match a nervous person with a quiet dog and give an energetic dog to someone who likes to be physically active. After we match a dog with an owner, the two of them get intensive training together before they go off to start their new life.
You must get a lot of satisfaction from your job, Rose. To conclude this interview, could you tell us which part of your work you like best?
Every day I get to see our guide dogs give blind people an incredible sense of confidence, independence, and freedom. And I've always loved dogs and dreamed of training guide dogs since I was a child. So this is really the perfect career for me. By the way, we're always looking for more volunteers. So if you have some experience with dogs and would like to raise a puppy for us, please give us a call.
Well, I'm sure you'll be hearing from some of our listeners. Thanks for coming today, Rose. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. נשמיע את כמה צלילים ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. ואתה השידור השני.
Hello listeners and welcome to our program Unusual Careers. Our guest today is Rose Johnson from the Los Angeles Center of Guide Dogs for the Blind. Hello Rose.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
First of all, can you tell us exactly what you do at the center?
I'm in charge of the puppy program. For a dog to become a good guide dog for a blind person, it needs to receive a lot of training. We take puppies that seem confident and friendly and place them for 1 year in the care of volunteer families. During this time, they have to learn the basic rules of good behavior. For example, to obey commands, to stay beside their owner, even in crowded places, and not to bark at strangers.
Do you have a special training program that all the families must follow?
Well, we have a set of goals we want the puppies to reach in the first year. But each puppy is different. They learn at different speeds and in different ways. It's my job to help the family find the best way to train the puppy living with them. I visit each family every week to check how much progress the puppy has made and to give advice when necessary. I also organize group walks with several puppies so that they can get used to being around other dogs.
What happens when the year is over?
We bring the young dog to our center for the next stage of its training. Here it learns the specific skills of a guide dog. For example, how to guide its owner to walk around obstacles like a table or a chair that might be in the way, and how to sit quietly beside the owner and wait for a command. We also teach it something we call intelligent disobedience, which means the dog will not obey a command if it is not safe to do so. For instance, it will refuse to cross the street if a car is coming. When the dog is fully trained, we start the matching process.
The matching process? What's that?
Each dog has to be matched with the right owner. Finding the perfect dog for a particular blind person takes a lot of skill and experience. We need to consider the size of the dog and the size of the person. We also look at their personalities and at the owner's lifestyle. For example, we match a nervous person with a quiet dog and give an energetic dog to someone who likes to be physically active. After we match a dog with an owner, the two of them get intensive training together before they go off to start their new life.
You must get a lot of satisfaction from your job, Rose. To conclude this interview, could you tell us which part of your work you like best?
Every day I get to see our guide dogs give blind people an incredible sense of confidence, independence, and freedom. And I've always loved dogs and dreamed of training guide dogs since I was a child. So this is really the perfect career for me. By the way, we're always looking for more volunteers. So if you have some experience with dogs and would like to raise a puppy for us, please give us a call.
Well, I'm sure you'll be hearing from some of our listeners. Thanks for coming today, Rose. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.